I'm Rick Anley in the studio with NHPR's Josh Rogers. He joins us now for the latest on New Hampshire's political front. Good morning, Josh.
Hi, Rick.
Josh, with the filing period for presidential candidates now underway and the primary just about 90 days off, it's fair to say that these nominating fights have kind of entered a new phase. What are you keeping an eye on?
Well, mostly two things, Rick. I guess the voters, who they're drawn to in the campaigns, which campaigns are doing the best job targeting, and after that, mobilizing the voters they'll need to do well. The first thing, voter enthusiasm is probably easier to gauge and a prerequisite for success, but both are obviously crucial.
Yeah. On the Democratic side, polls are suggesting that Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders remain in a really tight contest.
They do. There's no doubt that Bernie Sanders' campaign is generating lots of enthusiasm among many Democratic voters, though it might be said Clinton is doing okay in that regard as well, and has locked up much of the state's higher-profile Democrats. Both campaigns also have plenty of staff at this point. Sanders' campaign has 50 paid workers here. Clinton's has about the same, but hers have been in place longer. And the top ones have longer track records in New Hampshire. Talk to voters who tend to vote Democratic, and a lot will tell you the Clinton campaign has been reaching out to them methodically for months now. The Clinton campaign says its approach is akin to what the Obama campaign relied on, lots of direct contact informed by data. If Bernie Sanders folks are there yet, it isn't quite clear, but as backers of the Vermont senator are wont to argue, they may not need to be given the enthusiasm they claim Sanders has. They could also benefit from the fact that Sanders is from a neighboring state. Candidates from New England have tended to do well in the New Hampshire primary.
Mm-hmm. On the GOP side, the field is obviously larger, but how does that affect the campaigns? Are they any smaller?
Well, if you're talking staffers, offices, et cetera, yes. The ground operation of the GOP campaigns are less conspicuous, at least right now, than they've been in past cycles, which I think is interesting, particularly given that you've got so many candidates really banking on a strong showing here. And the candidates I'm talking about range from Jeb Bush, John Kasich, Chris Christie, to Rand Paul, all have pretty much said they need a good showing in New Hampshire, that it's absolutely necessary. They've now got 3 months to make that happen.
Josh, it'll be a slightly faster timetable now at the State House when lawmakers are gathering for the special session called by Governor Hassan and the Executive Council. They're working on hashing out some policies to fight the state's heroin problems. So what's happening there?
Well, yes, lawmakers will be back a week from Wednesday to sort out the rules for that session, which will probably run intermittently right through the holidays. As you know, special sessions are pretty rare in my time around the State House. The only one I could recall was when Governor Lynch brought the legislature back during the trough of the recession to cut state spending. It's not yet clear what this session might achieve, perhaps harsher state penalties when it comes to fentanyl distribution. The aim is to bring them in line with those for heroin. Another item is tighter prescribing guidelines for opioids. The Board of Medicine last week adopted emergency rules on this front, but notably did reject some ideas proposed by the governor. A third topic up for discussion could involve insurers' coverages for people with drug issues. There's language dealing with all these topics that have been circulating at the State House, some drafted by the governor's office and some by Republicans.
It's without a doubt a serious public health issue, but what are the politics swirling around here?
Well, the 2016 general election is now actually less than a year off, and it's true that Republican legislative leaders would have preferred to take heroin opioid issues up after the new year. The governor, meanwhile, has shown she can be pretty dogged when she wants to be. And by using the council to call the session, she got what she wanted. The fact that two members of the council, Democrat Colin Van Ostern and Republican Chris Sununu, are running for governor upped the political ante on going through the council a touch. The only counselor who didn't support the session was Republican David Wheeler of Milford. And, the governor's getting the session she sought. All the public policy aside, though, it seems probable that the drug issue will be a factor. Hard to know exactly how or how much at this point in Governor Hassan's challenge to Senator Kelly Ayotte, who, by the way, will be touring a sober community this morning in Nashua.
All right. Thanks, Josh.
You're welcome, Rick.
That is Josh Rogers, NHPR's senior political reporter. He joins Morning Edition often to talk politics, and you can follow Josh on Twitter. He can be found at Josh Rogers, NHPR.